Well, I'll put it this way. On this one, let me tell you this, that Yamaha had a slight problem with their composite video output, okay? And as a matter of fact, that's the whole purpose in life of this chip on the board. It's to take, the, as you can see, the RGB really looks nice. The composite doesn't. That, the whole sole purpose of that chip is to take the RGB output and create a composite, either NTSC or PAL, so we can sell this in the European market as well. Unfortunately, that board did not have that chip on there, so, voila.
I was just under, just
questioning
that because I noticed the flicker,
like
as if it wasn't.
Right, right. The main problem is they had a bug with, before every signal line is the color burst. And the color, color burst is a linear circuit. And it derives from digital data, linear data. And it uses a digital to analog converter. And we suspect their technology and they weren't fast enough to convert fast enough because the color burst is incorrect, it hence fuzzies up the rest of the screen. Okay. Peter, thank you.
Yeah, after much ado and a little bit of difficulty loading, we've got, this is TI Writer in 80 columns on a composite screen, so it's a little bit fuzzier than you'd see on the RGB monitor that's going before. What I'm going to try to do is show you a couple of the new features that I've added to TI Writer and then discuss some of the things that are coming. One of the things that I did, and it's full 80 columns obviously, is I added a new command, view file, so that if you want to look at a file that's on your disk without having to load it into memory, you can look at it on the screen. And what you do, say view file like you used to doing. Bring this up. This is just a piece of the source code of the program. What it does is leave the file name up on the top of the screen. Nope, it didn't do it. Okay. This is the wrong disk. This is cursed.
Okay. Any more questions?
That will do it. And what happens is the file name stays up the top and you just see the file going by. And you can pause it and keep it going. It's a full 80 column scroll. And one of the things that I haven't quite decided how to handle, we've got an extra two lines at the bottom of the screen. It's a 26 row screen. And so one of the things I've been thinking about doing is moving the status bar from the top back down to the bottom. So that you don't have, whenever you go up to the command line, it doesn't drop down. And it just can be broken and go back. And whatever was there would come back. Loading a piece of this thing. So everything that was in TI Writer is still there. You're not losing anything. It's a lot faster, though. So you just scroll through memory. If I just hold down the page scroll key, goes by a lot faster than it did on the TI. You know, scroll. The insert and delete lines. If you want to delete a bunch of lines, they come out a lot faster. And same with insert. Wrong key. Insert goes down a lot faster than you used to see. Now, see, one of the other things it does. The other major change that I managed to make, it's not even all that major, unfortunately. I'm going to bring that piece of file back. Is on the find string function. A lot of people complained that find string would find the first occurrence of the string that you requested and then stop. And if you wanted to get the next one, you had to hit function A, find string, and then hit enter again. What this does is say, I'm looking for a quake, EQM, finds it, now it says stop at this string, yes or no. Say yes, it stops you. But, going back and doing it the old way, say next, and I didn't know whether to make it next or no, submit next. It keeps dropping down, so you keep finding them. So it works more like a play string. So those actually about the only two changes besides 80 columns I show you today. It's a little bit of the pressure to get this thing done. However, some of the other things that I'm looking at in the near future is a much larger memory buffer. Instead of having a 24K text buffer, you'll be able to say when you start care, well, I'd like to have 180K for text buffer. And so you'll be able to use all that. So the memory that you have in, on the board won't be ignored. It'll have a show directory command that will allow you to just say, show me just the text files. Don't bother me with the program files or anything else. I just want to see what the text files are on this disk. That'll support the regular one as well. Probably going to put in mouse support for the cursor and make the function keys like the mouse buttons to insert and delete. There'll be a right margin release. I never did let you go past the right margin without resetting your margins. One of the other things that's being looked at is on the original TI writer, you had an 80 column screen, but you can only look at 40 columns at a time. One of the things we're looking at doing is giving you a 255 column screen, but you'll only be able to look at 80 columns at a time. So for those of you with your 132 column printers and you want to edit the thing on the screen the way you'll see it, or if you're creating bizarre files, you'll be able to pull them in here and look at them and see what's going on that way. And what the way that'll work is that the file is the maximum line length is 80 characters or less. It'll save it in display variable 80. Otherwise, it'll save it in display variable 254, I think, or 255. The right and left arrow keys, instead of when you get to the left margin, instead of stopping, it'll go to the next line up on the far right margin, sort of make a bit more sense. And the tab keys will do the same. Also, the formatter will be in memory at the same time, so you won't have to wait for it to load off disk, and you'll be able to say to the formatter, look, I just had this file in memory. Would you mind printing that file without going back to disk and finding it? So you won't have to wait so long for that. One of the other things it's not sure is column moves. You'll be able to say move from column 10 to 20 over to here, column 30 to 40 or something, which for I guess in column for doing tables and graphs and things like that will be a little bit better. That's the general plan today. A lot of this stuff hasn't quite been written yet, but it's been looked at a lot. So if you've got things you want to see in TI Writer, speak up. Excuse me afterwards if I'm going to stand up here and take them. This is getting a little bit late. I'll toss it back to Lou. That's where things stand right now in the TI Writer. Hey, you'd be here.
I guess if you want to see BASIC 3 running, come on down to our booth. One of the machines were running BASIC 3 this morning, so we'll be able to get that up again. In closing, I'd like to say that one of the important things, of course, any machine is software. And I guess we've seen some of the best software come out for this machine after TI exited the market. One thing you'll get with the manual, here's the manual, okay, about 300 pages. You'll be getting it in 8.5 by 11. Is a questionnaire, and that is what kind of software you want to see. Okay, what direction we should go in, and probably as many as we sell, we'll get that many different directions. But that's what's our next step? Well, it's obviously to support this and make sure that it runs whatever you want it to, as long as, it makes good business sense. That's it. Are there any questions?
Where are you heading? When are you going into
how are we going to make this a mass market machine versus an Amiga and an Atari, let's say, okay, in the home computer market? That's a very good question, and we're already talking to Yamaha. An interesting fact is that Yamaha has a machine that looks like the Atari 520ST, and if I'm taking too much time, just kick me out, but they have a machine, and it is the industry standard for the home computer market, both in the Far East and in Europe, okay? And we've begun discussions. They were, like I said, I guess the interesting thing was that in the 85 Consumer Electronics Show, they began showing their MSX machines, and you didn't see them there in 86 again. It didn't take off. You even saw software companies from Europe in the 85 Consumer Electronics Show, showing NSX software. You didn't see that here. And I think they may view this as an entree to the U.S. market as well as the international. So that's one thing we're going to pursue. Yes?
I want to
press the question.
What do you expect to buy
them? I hope soon. You know, we don't see, when are you going to buy one? I hope soon. But I hope within 30. I would say that the Gatorade, like I said, within 2 weeks we'll have the second pass. Okay? We didn't even see the first pass because it didn't match up to the test patterns that we generated. In developing a Gatorade, you give it logic, and then with that logic, you give it a table of test patterns, and an IBM mainframe runs through. And you match those test patterns, the output with the test patterns, you match the output with what you expect it to be. And if it doesn't match, then you know you have a bad design, a faulty design. And theoretically, on all the released chips, they are batting 100%. Now, they blew it, and as a matter of fact, Paul told me that they've done that on occasion in the first pass, that they had errors in their system. As a matter of fact, that's another problem. Though Mitsubishi originally said we'd have that chip by the end of August, we did some things with this chip that had never been done before with at least Mitsubishi Gatorades. Timings and this and that. They had to make software fixes to their simulator over in Japan and everything. So, you know, we put a lot of sophistication in here. But the nice thing to know is that it's basically, we've already modeled it on the other board, and it's just that being imported on this chip here. So we have a very good degree of assurance this is going to work right off. Well, there are several distributors here today and dealers. Give us a call and we'll pass your names on. We would be glad to. We've already talked to the four biggies in this market, and that is the computer shopper, the family computing, compute, and what's the other one? Well, Micropendium, but no, not by the other one. You addressed to this market. Compute, Byte. Compute, family computer. Oh, another one. And we saw them all at the Consumer Electronics Show, and they came down to our booth, and they're going to do a review on this machine, no question about it, and where it goes from there. You know, let's see. Certainly, if Yamaha takes it under their wing, I'm sure it's going to go somewhere. Oh, you know, that's to be discussed. But let's say that, you know, we would use their tooling for the MSX2 computer. It's of the type where it has a keyboard, plastic, just like the Atari 520. Keyboard, plastic, built-in 3¼-inch floppy, and plugged like crazy in the back. Next question.
One last question, Luke. On the, you've got a captive audience in us. We're waiting. Obviously, there's a bigger scene than just us here and our friends wherever we come from. You've got the people that don't have the peripheral expansion boxes. Where does that fit into your timetable?
Well, you know, we're going to pursue the Yamaha thing, and, you know, that addresses what you've just said. But in addition to that, with this Gatorade, we've already designed in a whole computer around it. And what is missing from this? A floppy disk controller and a parallel serial port. And those are, let's say, device selects are already built into the Gatorade. So What might be the logical next step is that we modify our mini peripheral expansion box so that it accepts 3.5-inch floppy disk drives, and put this in here, lay the board out a little differently, put all the connectors on one side, they'll be in the back, and then you'll have your own PE box once again. Maybe put one expansion slot in here for hard disk or something like that. But, you know, clearly, I think that's something we will address, and we are already addressing with Yamaha. That's obviously the preferred approach. But if that doesn't go through, then clearly we're going to do that. And probably the approach we'll take is a little peripheral expansion box. And like I say, all this is missing is the RS-232 card, and most of it's there already, and a floppy disk controller. And once again, most of that is there already. It was all designed into the Gatorade. Yes. Well, I know there are some new key boxes to be sold. Some distributor here today has some for sale new, and he's just holding them back to as a combo sale with this computer, etc. Okay, the question is, what if you have a 9900 expansion system, I guess, or even an own mini peripheral expansion system? We certainly, you know, think there's a market for that, and we will look into that as well. I can't comment on anything, but obviously we're going to stick with this form factor since it's laid out, it's on a computer like this. So what we'll do is, what we could do is probably put a connector here to plug right in or something like that. Yeah, just a flat box to plug in. Ugly but functional. Yeah, box card. Right. Ugly but functional. And maybe, no, you know, that's a possibility. But once again, most of what the 9900 or the MPES is or has in there is already on the Gatorade. So once you get to this point of integration, it almost makes no sense to do it, but possibly. Next question. Well, let me say that the transformer in the PE box is about, we put about 105-watt transformer in our Winchester, and that transformer is about twice the size. So it's got a lot of wattage, number one. And number two, why did TI originally come out with it? For this card, okay? So, yeah, it'll drive it with no, I believe it'll drive it with no problem, even with all eight cards plugged in. And also, this Gatorade is 2-micron CMOS technology. It'll take very, very little power. The 512K DRAMs take less power than our 512K card. It doesn't use one of those NMOS controllers of TI's. The refresh is in the CMOS. I'm doing sort of a comparison. I would say the power consumption of this card is like 2 512K cards. Comparing, probably less. Maybe 1.5 512K cards. But we're taking no chances. We put 3 regulators on here, overkill, but and also this is a multi-layer board, of which one layer is entire ground plane, one of the inner layers, and even much of the top layer here is ground plane. And so the two real concerns is going from that board to this board, where number one, heat dissipation, and we've taken care of that. We've had a board running for a full week by an umbilical cord off of this one, and it stayed cool enough that I could touch the regulator without burning my fingers, and I can't do it on a 512K card, that's for sure. And number two was noise, okay, RF radiation, so that, you know, somebody can watch the TV in the next room, in other words. And with the entire ground plane here, we put a 99.4A RF modulator right next to it, and it didn't quiver a bit. So we're very, very pleased. And that was without a clamshell over it. Next question.
Yes, since it's no flex cable, it don't support feet, Now, will force feed by the triple pit card?
That's a good question, and you're 100% right. However, one caveat about that is that TI's cards and our cards map, well, TI built the PD box to support 512K of RAM, hence 512K card is what we came out with. Now, that triple deck card ignores those additional three address lines. So therefore, that chunk that the speech synthesizer takes will be an 8K chunk taken out of the 512K of external expansion, if you're interested in external RAM expansion. Now, because we can memory map, it's not a problem, but you won't have a true 512K memory expansion. That's the only caveat with the triple tech card. But, and also, you won't need a print spooler. It's built into the operating system. And number two, you already have a date and time clock on here. So, but if you want to have speech immediately, yes, that's the way it'll work. Next question.
Are all the bugs out of this basic? I think I've heard a lot of people say like your extended basic free. There were quite a few bugs in there.
Okay, are the bugs out of our basic? And I guess let me talk about that. I think our 2.11, which we released 2 weeks ago, we released our 2.10 about 10 weeks ago. And, you know, we knew we would have a few bugs, and as a matter of fact, I think we had somewhere between 11 to 13 bugs in there. And, you know, then it finally got down to the point that 3 or 5 weeks ago there was one bug found, and then a week where no bugs were found, and then the week after that one more was found. So then we released 2.11. Mainly at the end it was just a waiting game because they didn't want to have to release 2.12. And we haven't heard any bugs yet. You'll find some incompatibilities, though, where, and, you know, you can't blame anybody, but, you know, certain people publish the internals of PI Extended Basic, i.e., you know, over and above the editor assembler manual. And if you make those assumptions, those things may or may not work. If you program totally from the TI Editor Assembler Manual, all publicly released information, your assembly language will work. One utility that we now supply with the 2.11 floppy is a utility called PIVDP. And if you run it, it makes the VDP RAM look exactly like TI's VDP RAM in the extended basic. Okay? And we found that took care of all of the assembly language routines that were incompatible. It took care of about 50% of them, okay? We can't make it any more exactly the same. Otherwise, you know, TI had a reason for publishing what they did. As a matter of fact, to be truthful with you, Extended Basic 2 is the extended basic that TI had on the 8th, more or less, although, you know, they even used Grom's on the 8th. But it's all assembly language, and a lot of the things don't work because it assumes VDP RAM being filled with value stack or string space. And, you know, we're putting that in CPU RAM, and that's, of course, how the 8 operated as well. Okay, that's one more thing about advanced basic for the new computer. I guess I didn't mention is that the program size is 64K, but unlike the PC where the data size is 64K, when you enter BASIC from the command mode, you tell it how much memory you want to give it. The default will be 64 and 64, but if you want to give it all the rest of the memory of the machine, fine. It'll use all the rest for string space and variable space. So if you've got plugged in, let's say if you modify your board for 1 megabyte of RAM plus a 512K of expansion, then you can have, you know, a meg and a quarter of variables in there if you so desire. Yes. Okay. Or should I take off now? Okay. Yes, sir.
My ultimate wish list for expansion is to get a
would be something rather than be implemented with another TI microprocessor, which is not a bit like most, it's micro, so it can be virtually any processor.
Yeah, okay. Well, the thing is, do instead of going with a particular processor, go with a general purpose bit slice processor and load microcode. Well, I think that's would be pretty difficult to do and very, very cost prohibitive, I believe. I haven't looked into it, but I think that would be the case, unfortunately. Any others?
Personality card.
Do
we expect to see that?
Well, once again, the personality card is a dead beast, okay? I mean, we support it. We just did a repair, as a matter of fact, this week. But it's the Winchester controller, all right? And personality card had to use an off-board Winchester controller. This is a combination personality and controller card on one. I would say it's in the layout house. We use a particular house to lay it out. The date they said we'll have first prototypes is November 20th, so sometime a little bit after that. Street price of somewhere under $200, and if you want to add on to it, it also has floppy disk capability, so that it's something that you need if you want to do multitasking, in that it has DMA on board, all the features to perform multitasking. So the computer says, give me a block of data, and it goes off and works on the other task that's not requiring data, and then it comes back, interrupts, and says, here's your data, and then so it goes back to the other task and says, here it is, continue. So it's got all those features. One last question. That's right. And, or you could buy it just as a Winchester, just slightly cheaper. All right, I thank you.